We humbly bow before you. We'll listen to your voice, and Lord, we welcome you into this place. Oh Lord, we welcome you into this place. God, you are the one that can do what no man can do. You are the one that was, that is, and forever will be. We know you are here, you are enthroned before even we come. Lord, we welcome you. And we pray this morning, Lord, that you will speak to us. We pray this morning, Lord, that you will heal our wounds, that you will restore our lives, that you will touch every soul, that you will minister salvation, that you will minister healing to every soul. We pray, oh Lord, today that your word will not fall on a barren land, but that you will prepare every heart to receive your word. We thank you in advance for what you will do to in our midst this morning. We worship you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Quickly, let's turn in our Bible to the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 37. We will quickly read the first 10 verses. Ezekiel 37, I will read from verse 1 to 10. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord, and set me down in the midst of the valley. It was full of bones. And he led me round among them, and behold, they were very many upon the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said to me, Prophesy to these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and we cause you, and we cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bones to his bone. And as I looked, there were sinew on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon this slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as I was commanded, as he had commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet, an exceedingly great host. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
while reading these verses, some words caught my attention. Words like bones and another one, very dry. Of course, we all know what bones is or are. But when a bone becomes very dry, that baffles me. A dry bone is a very useless bone. A dry bone is lifeless. It has no spirit. In fact, a dog will not go and hit a dry bone. For you to know the extent of how useless a dry bone is. A dry bone is condemned to nothing. And that's why I tag this message: dry bone, dry life. You know, when you look at bones, I would like to liken these bones to the spirit of man. Bones, when you see just a piece of bone, it is useless. But when bones come together, they form what we all know as skeleton. And that skeleton, of course, they are the one that supports our frame. So, just like you and I, standing aloof like a bone, a piece of bone, of course, we are nothing. Jesus said in John 15:5, he said, apart from me, you can do but nothing. We know that each and every one of us are in body of Christ. We are all part of a whole. Jesus is the head. Maybe I am the hand and somebody else is the leg. But when a bone becomes dry, what usefulness has this bone? You just have to discard it and probably burn it up, because nothing you can do, anything you cannot do anything with it. The bone is lacking in its functions. So when you see the soul of man, the heart of man, the spirit of man that has become dry, what is its essence? And what is it that makes a man dry? Immediately a man takes his steps away from God, he becomes dry. Because a step away from God is like 500 steps towards the devil. A leap like this that you take away from God, you've taken 500 of that steps closer to the devil. That is why it becomes so difficult for a Christian, once you sin, to repent. Somebody will be, that fear will catch you because you are very close to the devil. And we want us to look at the functions of bone. Then we will now relate these functions of bone to the function of the spirit of man. We know ultimately bone gives the structure to the body. The way you look, my height, of course, it's related to the length of my bones. The tibia, the femur, the humerus, they are related. So the rate or the size of your spiritual man, the size, the height of your spiritual man is related to the growth of your spiritual man. If your spiritual man is not growing, the size cannot increase. What makes bone strong? When we are young, they will be telling us, okay, eat this, it will give you calcium, eat this, it will make your bone strong, eat this. What are you feeding your spiritual man with that will make him grow strong in the Lord? Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3:1, he said, but you are still babies that you are fed with milk. Let's quickly turn in there. 1 Corinthians 3:1. He said, but I, brethren, could not address you as spiritual men, but as men of the flesh, as babes in Christ. I fed you with milk, not solid food, for you were not ready for it. Why are they not ready for it? And he said, and even yet you are not ready, for you are still of flesh. For why there is jealousy and strife among you? Are you not of the flesh and behaving like ordinary men? When we keep feeding our soul, when we keep feeding our spirit man with things of the world, they are listed in Galatians 5:20. It talks about the works of the flesh. And a lot of us, so-called Christians, are still feeding our soul daily with all these works of the flesh. Especially during the 4 months of lockdown, when we are cut off of worship like this, a lot of Christians find it so difficult even to pray. A lot of Christians to do the will of God, because there's no pastor looking at them, becomes difficult. We are feeding ourselves with the works of the flesh. These days in Christendom, it is where you find jealousy. It is in Christendom that you find strife. It is in Christendom that you find fornication. It is in Christendom that you find a lot of atrocities, even things that some unbelievers will not do. But in Christendom, there is nothing we don't do again. And we all claim to be growing. A lot of us only have very big physical stature, but we are dwarf in the spirit. In fact, some are even babes, not even dwarf. Because we have refused to feed our soul with the word of the Lord, with the things of the Lord. And when we are doing that, our bones has become dry. These are the things that account for very dry bone in Ezekiel that we are referring to. Because each time we keep doing those things that are not glorifying to God, it takes God away from us. The Bible says the eyes of God does not behold sin. But when you see a Christian that keeps feeding himself with sin, Apostle Paul said, should we continue in sin and expect grace to increase? No! Another function of bones. Bone help in our movement. Without bone, you cannot walk. Then, although it is not brain bones that tell you where to go, but without that bone, you cannot walk. So when a bone that is not strong in the Lord, listen, a spirit man that is not strong in the Lord, that is not grown, that remains a baby, how will it walk? Take for instance, like a 2-month-old baby. How will that walk? It has nowhere to go. And even if it's walking, it's just walking haphazardly. It has no direction. But when our bone, when our spirit man is in tune with the Lord, when our spirit man is in tune with the Lord will direct our spirit man. One thing is, he's going to feed our spirit man. He's going to energize our spirit man. Our spirit man will grow. That is one. Then secondly, he's going to make it work in the right direction. One can walk, may not walk in the right direction, but one can also walk and also walk in the right direction. If you read Isaiah 30:20-21, he says, you will hear a voice and it will tell you, this is the way, take it. That is he, that his spirit is in tune with God. But for someone that is not listening to God, for someone that cannot even receive from God, for someone that is dry to God, how will he know? A lot of times, we youth, we have difficulty, we have problem, especially at decision-making period. But if your spirit is in tune with God, you are not going to have this problem. You are not going to have that problem at all. Because it will always tell you the steps to take per time. And that is what we need. The right thing to do at the right time. I write at Romans 8:14. He said, for those who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. So if you are a son of God, he's going to lead you. But you can only be a son when you are always in tune with him. God speaks every time. The problem we have is identifying his voice and obeying it. But if your spirit is in tune with him, if your spirit is part of that whole, if your singular bone has become part of the whole, you will receive instruction from him. You don't need to tell him where you want to go. He is the one that will instruct you. Oh yeah, go like this. I am the one that controls my leg. It is not my leg that is controlling me. But these days, we as Christians, we are the one that wants to control our head. Our head is God. But it is we that are legs or hand that want to instruct this head. That head, you listen, oh, it is here I want to go. Is that possible? No. So we should always stay in tune with God. Another thing that this bone does, bone protects internal organs. And in our case, what is our own internal organ? Proverbs 4:23 says, he said, guard your heart with all diligence. From out of it flows what? Issues of life. Everything that you do comes from your heart, right? It comes from your mind. So our internal organ is our mind. But when our bone is energized, when our bone is instructed, when our bone is directed, when our bone relies on God, he will protect our internal organs. He will deliver us from sin. Oh, a lot of Christians these days, we are struggling with sin. Oh God, you know I don't want to do this again. God, you see me. You know I don't want to do this again. But are you totally yielding yourself to him? Or are we thinking God is not capable of delivering somebody from sin? He is. In fact, he is more than able. Let us go and read Romans chapter 1. He talks in Romans chapter 8 verse 1. He said, there is therefore no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. For the law of sin and death has no power over them. That is because they are standing in tune with God. Because their bone is connected to him. Because they have seen themselves as a branch of a whole. And they are receiving direct instruction from the head, which is God. They are in tune with the vine. Let us check ourselves as we stand right now. Where are we with God? It's a personal question. You know yourself more than I do. And also, let us not forget that the Spirit of the Lord is not in us. And this Spirit of the Lord reveals everything we do to God. So you cannot lie to God. You cannot lie to God. Bible says, "Who is he that knows the Lord, if not for the Spirit, that search the deep, the heart of God." So as the Spirit of God is searching the heart of God, is searching you and is reporting you. In fact, is how should I put it now? It is just estranging you to God. So how are we with God? If our bone is in tune with God, believe you me sincerely, God is able to deliver you even from sickness, from failure, from anything, because it is part of the duty of bone to protect internal organs. It can protect you from anything. Is the one that has been protecting you from COVID-19 all this while now? Is it you? Is it because you are using face mask? Is it because you are sanitizing your hand? Or are we saying those people that have COVID-19, they do not sanitize? Somebody, I read a comment on WhatsApp. It was credited to former governor of Lagos State. I won't know how true is that. He said in this hospital that our rich men are dying. He said they are paying 50 million as deposit, yet they die. But God will protect you without taking anything from you, only if you can stay in tune with him. Because for a time, let us run. Another thing that this bone does is bone stores minerals and it stores minerals and fat. Abi? And what are these minerals and fat in your spiritual life? These are the promises that the Lord has had for you. These are the blessings that are in stock for you. These are everything only if you walk with him. You know, if your bone is connected to the whole, that is when what is recorded in Deuteronomy 28 will come pass in your life. He said, "Be if you continue to do according to what is in this scripture, then these blessings will follow you." There is a condition. If you are part of the whole. There are numerous blessings in the Bible that we cannot exhaust in our lifetime. But people keep missing it. Because we are not in tune with him. Because we are dictating to God. Because we are sending our, because our bone is controlling the head. Which we, other way can be saying that putting the cart before the horse. The bone cannot control the head. It's not possible. That is why we are missing out on God's blessings. One more thing. We all know that the bone as well produces blood cells. And we know that blood is what? It's life, Abby. Blood is life. And God is saying, "I am ready to give you this life. Not just to give you for you to have, but for you to have it in abundance." He said, He that believe, out of them shall flow what? The rivers of what? Of living water. But what of he that does not believe? So God is ready to deploy unto us his Holy Spirit in fullness. The Bible says in Matthew 16:17 that these signs shall follow them that believe, that in my name. Let us quickly turn into Matthew 16:17. I'm sorry, Mark 16:17, not Matthew. Yeah, he said, "And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues." That is one promise that is God only promised the believers. Every other thing, wealth, your children, marriage, it can be for everybody. Those ones can be for everybody. But for believers, this one, he said, "In my name, they will cast out demons." So when this rivers of living water begins to flow in you, you will lay hands on the sick and they will become healed. In fact, you will lay hands on people, you will pray and they will receive the Holy Ghost. That is when the Spirit, the living water is flowing in you. But what is delaying all of these promises? It is you and me. You see that God does not want to give out all of these things. He is ready to give them out. He has them in abundance. He wants to give it to you. But you are acting alone. And when you act alone, you become dry. But if you go back to that Ezekiel, you will see that when God gave that promises, eventually they become a mighty army. So the question is to you this morning. Do you want to remain like a piece of bone, dry, useless, and dead? Or do you want to stand up, become part of the whole, and become part of the mighty army? The funny thing is, it's not by force, it is by choice. So, which one do you want to choose? Do you want to remember the God's promises and key into them and become part of God and then become to function in the supernatural? Or do you want to remain dry that anybody will just come and begin to kick left and right? This morning, I just want us to pray that God will restore us. You know the state of your mind. And you just pray to God, God, restore me. God, where I have missed it, please restore me. God, please come to my heart and restore me. See, God still made a promise. He said, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and will forsake their sin and will call unto me, he said, I will come and I will heal their land. God is capable of turning your dry bone to a mighty army. If only you will allow him. God is able to heal your sickness, to turn your situation around, to give you direction if you will allow him. Just begin to pray, Lord, restore me. 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 Childness of my spirit, open up. I am all the Father, open up. No boundaries, no limits, open up. Let it call unto me, open. Tell God, God, the channels of my spirit are open to you. Lord, fill me. Tell God to fill your spirit this morning. We remain the same way because we do not allow God to fill us, to help our inadequacies. Begin to cry unto God this morning that God will fill your spirit, man. I am with the Father, we thank you. Lord, we thank you because you've spoken to us. We thank you for the promises that you have for us. We thank you because you are restoring us today. We thank you because you are healing our lives, because you are healing our dryness this morning. Oh God, we give you praise. Because you are touching every soul this morning, because you are touching our hearts this morning, Lord, we give you praise. Oh Lord, we give you praise. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will help us in every area that we have been struggling as an individual, that you will help us, Lord. We pray, oh Lord, that you will help us to open up unto you fully and always and every time. We pray, oh Lord, that you will restore our bones and you make us part of a whole and you make us part of what you are doing in this generation in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, because you've answered our prayers. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.